Hi, this is a dictation of Mr. Hasan Shelton, H-A-S-A-N-S-H-E-L-T-O-N. Date of birth is 8/28/93, date of accident 6/2/2022, date of service is 11/23/2022. Hasan Shelton was involved in an automobile accident earlier on 6/2/2022, where he suffered a pain in the neck, left shoulder and lower back, with radiation to the left leg posteriorly, and patient has a difficult time lifting the left shoulder beyond 110 degrees. Along with this, patient starts suffering from headaches that were moderate, and the front of the head as left temple, with sensitivity to light, and only lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nausea were reported. No dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, memory problem, balance problem, or confusion, disorientation reported. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy all along and medications. Currently, he reports today that his pain in the neck is none at all, and lower back pain is 6, which is off and on. And on the left shoulder, it is 6, and he can lift up to 180 degrees both sides in abduction and flexion. He has recovered significantly, up to 50% with the current treatment. And no radiation of pain is reported to the arms or the legs. Pain is around 6. ADLs are not gravely affected except for work, which is affected 8, and walking ability 8, general activity is affected 8, and sleep is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports he is suffering from mild headaches with difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, anxiety, panic, and occasionally bad dream. He cannot drive on the freeway yet, and he gets pounding heart, and he gets scared when he drives. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, memory problems, confusion, disorientation, seizures, blackout, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the lower back only. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool are reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine are reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. Last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level and only improvement up to 50%, and no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 182 over 96, pulse is 84, pulse oxygen is 100. The rest of the exam will be same from the previous visit of 10/24/2022, dictation number 1026-019. Please mention that the neck, in the musculature, there is no spasm, muscle spasms. And in the cervical spine exam, the range of motions are completely normal with the flexion at forward flexion at 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are completely normal. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. Myelopathy signs are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Kemp test negative. Straight leg raise test negative. Gutter lateral leg raise test negative. And Breger test negative. Bevinsky sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are not tender anymore. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test, Gonsalon test are negative. Extremities examination are completely normal. And there is no tender point in either shoulder or anywhere else. And range of motion of both the shoulders is completely normal. Motor power is completely normal. No deficits are found in any of the joint exam. Diagnosis will remain the same as the previous visit, which is 1026-019 on 10/24/2022. And plan is to continue some medication, which is Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex for stomach protection, Ultram 15 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Xanax, 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety. Nirontin, 300 milligram twice a day for neuropathic headaches. Physical therapy 2 times per week with neck and the lower back and shoulder. And patient is advised to provide a PT evaluation for further therapy. He was just injured on 6-2-2013. He's a remarkable relief. He's also put back to work at 8 hours per day for 4 days, 10-pound restriction, light duty only. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. At this time, patient doesn't require any injections. He's been informed that he has endoscopy in the shoulder, which can respond faster with the injection. In the MRI, is the equivocal finding, nothing major. Thank you.